Okay, can you tell me a bit about the coal? I believe there were some problems with the coal supply.
Well, at one stage we were burning coal from Berrima open cut, and there was a lot of problems because it wouldn't burn over into ash. It was coming, used to come to the end of the dump where we dumped, and was huge clinkers. The coal didn't burn out.
So these were big lumps of burnt coal.
Big lumps of burnt coal and that. Still a light fire and that, but they had to be dumped, see, because the crate was going round and they had to be dumped. And then they get down the chute, or the ashmen had pulled them, and they had to break that up to feed it into the conveyor, underground conveyor.
Was it very dirty or noisy or smelly in the boiler room?
Well, it was dirty. The dust, you have no idea, the dust. Oh, goodness me. Terrible. And we're down in our shower room. That was, well, it wasn't A1, but the union got onto them. And we had a strike one day. And Joe Appleby, who was a FEDFA union rep, came down and he said, "Righto, close them down." So we pulled everything and closed the lot down, and George Saint was there, and he said, "Get them going again, we'll have the government chaps down tomorrow to do all your shower room up in there," which we did. And the next day, they were putting in new showers and everything for us.
So you had no showers prior to that?
Oh, yeah, we had showers, but the room and that, the showers, oh, they were terrible. We were old, see. So the FEDFA union, Joe Appleby, he's dead now.
Go on. Were those showers, so they were for the firemen and the ashen to use?
Yeah. After shift, everybody'd have a shower. You had to, because you was, you know, coal, dust, and then when we cleaned the combustion units out of a night, you would have maybe up to 20 barrel loads of dust, and that used to be tipped down into the chutes. And the ashman had shoveled that, you see.
Well, and if that was dust, that, and you tipped it down the chute, it would fly everywhere,
I suppose. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a dusty job. Dusty, dirty job. Too right it was.
And there was nothing you could put over your face to stop breathing in the dust, I suppose?
No, we never had any mask, full mask or anything like that. No.
The showers that you used, were they used by the staff in the electrical side, like in the alternator hall there? Did they use them at all?
I don't think so. But at the same time, I don't think they had their own shower room. Mm-hmm. I'm not too... No, I'm sure they didn't. But see, they weren't exposed to all this dust and dirt and